Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. U.S. and South Korean troops are on the highest alert in 3 years because of North Korea. That means reconnaissance operations are increasing over North Korea, and more troops are being deployed to heavily fortified border areas. Tensions are soaring after North Korea's nuclear and missile tests this week. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is slamming North Korea's actions.
It has ignored the international community. It has abrogated the obligations it entered into through the six-party talks. And it continues to act in a provocative and belligerent manner toward its neighbors. There are consequences to such actions.
And from hope to dire straits, General Motors now all but certain to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy Monday. GM's bank bondholders rejected a swap of 10% of the company's stock for $27 billion in unsecured debt. And that's likely the final nail in the coffin. Meanwhile, Chrysler will continue to make its case to a bankruptcy judge that a merger with Italy's Fiat is the best way to avoid all-out liquidation. At least 3 people were killed and 40 others injured when an earthquake struck Honduras. Honduran officials say 2 of the victims died when a wall collapsed on top of them. The magnitude 7.1 hit about 27 miles from one of the country's Bay Islands. That is a very popular destination for tourists to scuba dive and snorkel. A tsunami watch was issued for Honduras and 2 other Central American countries, but that has been canceled. An Iranian news agency reports that at least 20 people were killed and 55 others wounded after an explosion struck a mosque in southeastern Iran. The blast took place at a mosque near Iran's borders with Pakistan and Afghanistan. Now, the news agency attributed the explosion to a terrorist incident, but said that no claim of responsibility was ever received. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories.